So welcome to this day of happiness, practicing with the Brahma Viharas. In Pali, Brahma means heavenly, and Vihara means abode or home. By practicing these meditations of friendliness or loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, we come home, we make them our home. So metta, as we've all probably practiced with, really sets up the mind for care and gentleness. And it's the place from which all the others flow. Compassion and sympathetic joy are responses to metta. Compassion is the heart's response to suffering, and sympathetic joy is the heart's response to joy. And equanimity then holds them all together. Dogen, who was a Zen master of centuries ago, describes the entire path as one of growing intimacy with life. And the Brahma Viharas, especially metta, is often the start of that intimacy. We open our hearts to life and we open ourselves to the full experience of life. Like many folks at Seattle Insight, I first stepped onto the path for more of an intellectual understanding of Buddhism. Although at my very first retreat, I also felt a sense of coming home. I couldn't really describe it. And it took me some years to really open up my heart and experience the Dharma fully in body, mind, and heart. Tanisaro Bhikkhu says that the heart is the side of the mind that wants happiness. And the head is the side that understands how cause and effect actually work. And he says, if your head can give priority to finding causes of true happiness, and your heart can learn to embrace those causes, then the training of the mind can go far. Each of my co-teachers this morning, I'm Sue Zappel, I forgot to introduce myself, Lyndall Johnson, Lauren Wilson, and Jerry Harder. We've known each other for years, and I've heard each of them speak to the power of these heart practices in their lives. And no matter how many years or just how many weeks you've been meditating, you probably already know that the practice of Dhamma isn't easy. We learn how to quiet the mind and observe the goings on in there. And we see patterns of behavior that aren't always easy to accept. I'm so fortunate to never have experienced mental illness. Yet sometimes when I observe what's going on in my mind, it feels so unbalanced. The fluctuations of the mind and emotions can lead to a lot of self-judgment. Plus, we live in a difficult world. Just the regular forms of dukkha, just the physical pain, the losses, all kinds of insecurity. And then adding onto that the dukkha that we add with our anger and ill will and impatience. So how could we even ever think that we could navigate this life without these heart practices? That's why we're offering this lovely day. The four qualities we will work with today are complementary. And I'm going to share with you this simile from one of the teachers. He's a scholar and monk at the Barry Center for Buddhist Studies. His name is Analyo. I always mispronounce it. So you might even want to close your eyes and listen to this lovely simile. He says, metta is like the sun at midday in a cloudless sky, illuminating everything equally and providing warmth in all directions. Just as the sun shines on what is high and low, clean and dirty, so metta shines on all without distractions. The sun keeps shining independently of how its rays are received. So from the center of one's heart, metta shines its rays on anyone encountered. It is the foundation, the primary element from which the three other qualities are derived. Compassion is like the sun just before sunset. Darkness is close, yet the sun keeps shining, all the more brilliantly. The sun appears to be moving downward. So too, compassion is willing to reach out to those in less fortunate positions. Sympathetic joy is compared to sunrise. The birds are singing merrily. The air is fresh. The sun appears to be moving upward, mirroring the disposition of sympathetic joy to direct positive feelings towards those who are in a better position than oneself. And the fourth abode, equanimity, is like the full moon on a cloudless night. The moon itself is not a source of light, unlike the sun. And so too, equanimity is not actively involved with others, but reflects the light of the sun and the positive disposition of the three divine abodes. The Brahmaviharas are considered the four faces of love. This comes from the wonderful Australian and New Zealand teacher Jill Shepherd. Metta is the love that connects. Karuna is the love that responds. Mudita is the love that celebrates. And Upekkha is the love that allows. So please take really good care of yourselves throughout the day and enjoy this day. If you need to talk with any of us in the morning, Lyndall and I will not be teaching, so feel free to come up to us. Lyndall might reach. We all are wearing name tags. In the afternoon, Jerry and Lauren won't be teaching, so if you have any questions, feel free to approach them. And for those online, you can go into the chat and ask any questions of Cheryl, the tech person.